From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. President Donald Trump says Americans have grown weary without a victory in Afghanistan. But he adds a hasty exit of U.S. troops would create a vacuum quickly filled by terrorists. The president made his comments in an address to the nation Monday night, unveiling his new strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia. Mr. Trump said the U.S. must seek an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices that have been made, especially the sacrifices of lives. The president said the security threats in Afghanistan and the broader South Asia region are, quote, immense. He said his new strategy will include a regional approach for South Asia, in which the U.S. will seek improved relations with India. He said the U.S. will take a tougher stance on Pakistan, which he accused of acting as a safe haven for, quote, agents of chaos, violence, and terror. The president did not give a timeline for U.S. troop involvement in Afghanistan, saying the new strategy would shift from being a time-based approach to one based on conditions on the ground. He also did not specify an increase in U.S. troop levels in the country. At 16 years, Afghanistan is the longest U.S. war. A rocket landed in the heart of the government and diplomatic area in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul just hours before President Trump made his announcement of his new strategy for the war in South Asia. Police said the rocket landed late Monday on a secure road just outside the presidential palace and near an area housing Afghan government offices, foreign embassies, and the headquarters of the International Military Coalition. This is VOA. Police in Spain have shot dead a man that they believe was driver of Thursday's deadly van attack in Barcelona. Ending a massive manhunt, police killed Yunus Abu-Kayyab after confronting him Monday in a rural area known for its vineyards about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Authorities say they shot the fugitive after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt, which they later discovered was a fake. Catalan Interior Minister Joaquim Forn told Catalunya Radio that he believes everything indicates Yunus Abu-Yaqub was behind the wheel of the van during Thursday's Barcelona attack that killed 15 people. The U.S. Navy is promising to take a much more aggressive stance as it tries to determine what led to a second collision between a U.S.-guided missile destroyer and a commercial vessel in as many months. 10 American sailors are missing, with 5 others injured, with the USS John McCain sustaining significant damage, that as a result of Monday's collision with a tanker near the Strait of Malacca. Photos released by the U.S. Navy show a gaping hole below the waterline on the SS McCain's port side. A statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet said damage was significant and that some sleeping areas and communication rooms flooded as a result. In response to the incident, the Navy has ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says the pause is necessary. The United States will stop issuing all non-immigrant visas from Russia from Wednesday to September 1, according to the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. The embassy says the move is due to the Russian government's imposed cap on its staffing levels, according to a fact sheet on the U.S. Embassy website. Quote, all non-immigrant visa operations across Russia will be suspended on October 23rd. Consulates in St. Petersburg, Vladivostok, and Yekaterinburg will stay frozen for as long as staffing levels are reduced, it read. The United States and South Korea began their annual military exercises Monday, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as defensive in nature. But the drills always draw objections from North Korea, which sees them as a rehearsal for an invasion. And millions of people across the United States watched a rare total solar eclipse, which darkened skies from the Pacific to the Atlantic for the first time in 99 years. The eclipse began Monday morning in the western state of Oregon, causing the temperature to drop significantly as the moon covered the sun. I'm Doug Bernard in Washington, reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.